There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and today's episode is a little bit different because it's less poetic. I'll give you my whole spiel at the end, but to get right into it, this piece is called Habit Stacking Like It's My Job, because it is. Let's get into it.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe.
Last winter, my mom went to the doctor and was told she desperately needed to exercise to keep her sugar levels lower. She used the excuse that it was far too cold outside to walk on the trails near our house, so the same week I ordered her a treadmill. It was kind of a splurge. I'm a cheap girl deep down and considered $500 a concerning amount of money to be spent on equipment I was not sure she would use. When we had reached a mutual agreement that she would walk on it at least 3 times a week, I bought it. And a few weeks later, we were lugging it down the stairs into the basement where it would live. That was the only time my mom broke a sweat because of that treadmill. I suspected this could have been the case, so I told myself that I needed to use it for more than an extra clothing rack if I bought it. Otherwise, I could have easily booked a flight somewhere for the same amount of money. Cheap girl brain, a lens through which I see the world. It's since evolved into an investment brain, but we'll get into that in a bit. There I was, lubing up the treadmill belt, connected to my Bose speaker, ready for the first run to break in the big machine. Who did I think I was, owning a house and buying workout equipment? It all felt so suburban working mom, when on the inside I felt like the Joe who would count cents with my quote, "It takes a penny to be a millionaire." The machine squeaked a bit. Of course, I didn't splurge for the top of the line, unsure if it would get its use. A few minutes in, I remember that I wanted to study Greek before the day ended. It was the start of the new year, and I was determined to do 5 things every day: read, write, learn something new, run, and create. Time did what it always does and started ticking away. I had to get efficient and start stacking habits. I put on Pimsleur, one of my favorite language learning apps with 30-minute audio lessons, and began shouting out Greek phrases alone while slowly increasing my pace from a light jog to a full-blown run. Normally, I would only stay committed to running 1.5 miles on a busy day, both because of fatigue and time. But with the 30-minute lesson distracting me, I found myself running 3.5 miles, not even remembering I was exercising. My brain was so distracted that my legs went on autopilot. At every mile, I'd start walking and record a few snippets of my lessons to share on Instagram. A few years ago, I made the decision I wanted to stop making content specifically for the internet and make content out of things I was doing in my real life instead. Much more effective. I was immediately flooded with DMs asking me what app I was using, which is when I signed up for Pimsleur's affiliate program and used my link to give anyone who downloaded the app because of me a 7-day free trial. In exchange, I'd make a few dollars doing what I was already doing. I tagged the company several times for free, something that influencers get paid tons of money for, but I did it for free because I actually believed in the brand and wanted to share it as a genuine tool for language learning. Within a few weeks, the affiliate link sales summed up more than the $500, meaning I had paid myself in full back for the treadmill. A low-level treadmill became an investment. Every day I'd run, learn Greek, make content, and make money. It was a 4-way win situation that taught me something extremely valuable. This lifetime goes too fast. In order to maximize, we need to be strategic. That's what I'm doing with this podcast. I'm harnessing my skills with writing, creating content, making passive ad sales, building a podcast audience, and building an inventory of pieces of my work. Once the podcast episode is posted, I repurpose clips as short-form content for my Instagram and TikTok, YouTube Shorts. I also promote Joe Club by sharing its story organically, and I'll eventually start working on a book with you here. Of course, the initial intention of this podcast challenge was just to write daily, but you see how you can build a solid strategy to feed multiple birds with one scone? much less violent than stones. A lot of people ask me how to live a travel-oriented life where they can be creative and still make money. My advice is always to stack things on top of each other slowly. There are a million ways to configure your dream life, so it would be foolish of me to sit here and give you advice. It's not one size fits all. But here are some helpful tips. 1. Have a solid root of why you want to do what you say you want to do. 2. Outline all of the variables you already have, your resources, your connections, your knowledge. Odds are you have all of the ingredients you need. You just need to prepare and cook them in your own perfect recipe for fulfillment. Here are some examples to answer anybody asking this travel lifestyle question. Find a job that travels you around as a part of the role and start creating on the side until you can jump into your own project full time. Let's say you need more free time to pursue your passions. Can you habit stack things in your day? Block time in your calendar as meetings with yourself to not be disturbed? Can you cut out something that's no longer serving you to make time for what will? Maybe you struggle with the motivation to achieve your goals. How about starting with a challenge? Sign up for the Joe Club Challenge waitlist, a daily habit that will make you become the person you want to be. And do it with a cohort to keep you accountable. There's always a creative solution. We just have to configure your givens with your wants and needs in the right positions. This is an exercise I do every 3 months. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to strategize how I can better optimize tenacious plans for Q2. And that is it for the day. Thank you for listening. A short one, but hopefully helpful. These how-to episodes are not really my style because I don't like telling people what to do. It's like, take what you want if there's anything to take. But it is how I've been able to accomplish many things in my life. It's stacking a lot of things together. So if you want to learn a language, I mean, we could get into the language learning thing too, but listen to music in the target language. To me, these are all obvious things, and maybe they're obvious to you too. Even knowing this, I always sit with myself and truly think about the things that I have, the things that I'm doing, and tweaking them to be a little bit more efficient. Optimizing relationships, optimizing time, optimizing products I'm building, movements I'm developing. Because a lot of times we kill ourselves thinking that we need to do this, that, and that, and this, when in reality we could just combine things in a beautiful way and everyone wins. And all those birds get fed with that one scone. If you got something useful out of this episode, please share it. Maybe others will find it useful as well. And rate the show 5 stars if you haven't already. Y'all know how to find me at @Joe_Franco or at @NotYourAverageJoePods. Instagram accounts. I'm always checking DMs and taking some questions that I can answer. Maybe we'll do a fun Q&A episode soon. I'll ask the podcast Q&A questions and I'll write out the responses so they're a little bit more well thought out. Before this challenge, I would just improvise everything. I heard once that people who write can speak better because they've already fleshed thoughts out in their mind. Most of the times when I speak, I'm just pulling from something I've written in my journals or in these entries. It's such a good exercise. This is just a reminder to invest in that thing that makes you feel alive and have an above average day because you deserve it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing? Shit.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.